Hey LA, Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. Immerse yourself in our vibrant fashion scene where exclusive streetwear meets high-end boutiques. Stroll through styles defining our bold, wildly creative city, like the unique finds at Melrose Trading Post, a real LA gem. Explore star-studded experiences on Hollywood Boulevard, behind-the-scenes studio tours, and moments of awe under our legendary blue sky. Picture this. The iconic Griffith Observatory, inspiring directors worldwide. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's the time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, signing off.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
This is Frosted Tips with Lance Bass,
an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, my little peanuts. It's me, your host, Lance Bass. This is Frosted Tips with me, Lance Bass, and my co-host, Turkey Turchin.
Hey, guys. I just want to say, Lance, it's not that little.
What?
Nothing.
Wait, what? What are you trying to say? What are you trying to start the show with?
What? Sorry. I misheard you.
Oh, little peanut. Okay.
What? I was trying to support you.
Okay, you're great. Yeah. All right, today I am super excited because we have a member of a group that kind of started it all for many other groups like NSYNC, Backstreet, New Edition's Johnny Gill is on the show today. I'm excited to really get to know him because, you know, I was a kid, like really young when he started his solo career and then joined New Edition.
Same.
So it's kind of the first memories of listening to R&B music as a kid was New Edition.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, I became like a big Bobby Brown fan because everyone in junior high was. It was like, ooh, Bobby Brown, my prerogative. But he came in right when Bobby left.
Yes.
I don't really know. Well, I mean, he kind of was asked to leave. But I don't know that whole story. We'll wait till Bobby comes on the show to explain it.
Well, Bobby's definitely going to come on the show. It's Bobby Brown. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there were antics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited for him to come. He's coming on in just a couple of minutes. But in the meantime, what has been going on, Turkey Turchin? You had your LA Art Show a couple of weeks ago that we did not talk about.
No.
That was fun. We did talk about it a little bit.
A little bit.
It was, it was
good.
You know, this year, I have to say.
What?
I didn't really enjoy it.
No?
I usually go to the LA, and it's great. Like, LA Art Show is awesome. It's one of the biggest art shows on the planet. And I usually find some pieces that I just are obsessed with that I can't afford, but I'm obsessed with. I didn't find, but maybe a couple of those this year.
There were a few, but also we only saw like, I think like a third of the art there.
Really? Because I thought we went through almost all the aisles.
No, there were still so many other aisles because we had our kids with us and they were going a little cuckoo after like an hour of being there.
They did good at
so
first.
Like our attention span was just cut real short.
People were loving Alexander.
Like people were just coming asking if they could take pictures of Alexander walking
around. He was like
around.
A piece of art walking around.
He was.
Being ornery.
Oh my God, he was running up and down the aisles laughing.
Would not be held. No. Had to walk, had to run.
Making a scene.
Yeah. I'm like, there's so much priceless art in here. Oh my gosh.
And he's like, watch out, I'm a priceless art. I'm gonna walk around like a cool baby.
He's cute. Getting so ornery.
I know, but now he's dancing.
Oh my gosh.
This is what we're going to talk about with Johnny.
He knows how to groove now. He keeps the beat.
He does. It's he claps weird. On beat.
Yeah. Do but he's been clapping on beat for months now.
I know.
He's going to be something with rhythm.
Yeah.
Maybe a rhythmic dancer in the Olympics.
Or a Chippendales dancer.
I mean, I will support whatever he wants to choose.
Yeah. Whatever he chooses.
Violet's not so much, she doesn't respond to music as much as he does.
No, like, not
she's
yet.
A reader. She's a music listener.
Exactly.
Yeah. She's going to be the studious one.
She's very studious. Speaking of studious, we have our baby classes every once a week. We have, we usually host it at our house. We have a little play group where a woman, their teacher comes in and she sings mm-hmm. them songs.
Well, it's so important because we have COVID babies, right? They're called COVID babies. That's going to be fun the rest of their lives. And so they were born not really around getting to mingle people. With other babies and kids. So now that, you know, we're all vaccinated and, you know, we can be around people.
Yeah.
It's important for them to be around kids their own age and even a little older. I think if they hang with older kids, they learn a little faster.
True.
I would imagine. I don't know. These are first kids.
Yeah. They see the bigger kids doing something and they want to be like them.
Yeah. So we decided to do this kind of music class once a week. And we have lots of friends that just happen to have babies.
I know. It's a very bougie baby club.
It is bougie. It's very bougie. So in this is just how our class ended up being. So it started with us and Pandora Todd, who is Lisa Vanderpump's daughter.
Yes.
So Lisa Vanderpump's grandson is our kid's best friend.
Yes.
Because she is the godmother to them.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided, let's start a class. Because Teddy doesn't really
hang
with kids. Yeah. And so we need to really mingle. Who has kids? So then we called Darren Chris and his wife, who just had a baby, after us. Bluesy, the cutest
little cherub. I mean,
so cute. Oh. Actually, all these kids
are
in this class.
So cute.
I don't know what happened, but they're good looking babies.
Like, they are. Really,
I mean, they're just all like Gap models.
They are.
Yeah.
It's a really cute day.
I thought our babies were cute, but they got some cute
real
babies.
Real cuties.
Yeah. So then, you know, we added them. And then our Lisa, you know, giggles out there. She's friends with, what's her name's nanny?
Halsey's
nanny. And they were talking. She's like, oh, they've been wanting to join a group. So now we have Halsey's kid.
Yeah.
And the thing, which we can't take pictures of. So
yeah, she's very private.
Very private, which I totally respect.
But he is a cute, handsome little critter.
Dude.
Oh, my
super handsome kid, too.
This is so cute.
Uh-huh. And then we just added.
Oh, then we have GT, our friend GT. Who owns the biggest kombucha company.
Yeah. If you don't know kombucha out there, it's amazing. It really works for me. It's that probiotic.
Lance loves
tea.
His kombucha.
I do. I drink it every day because I feel regular. It makes me feel good.
I mean, Lance talks about kombucha like the cast of my Big Fat Greek Wedding talks about
because
Windex.
I think it helps people out there. I really do. Research it, see if it works for you. You don't even drink much of it, but I try to.
I just don't like the taste. I don't mind the taste either, but
it'll make you go to the bathroom it'll regulate you.
See, that's what I need.
Yeah, TMI. I know. Trust me, you do.
Oh, wow.
He's in the bathroom five times a day. I'm like, did you drink your kombucha? No. Yeah. But anyway, he owns GT's kombucha.
Way to toilet shame me.
Well, I'm toilet shaming.
On air.
Maybe I'll get you to drink your kombucha.
Okay.
Anyway, his kids are in it. He has two kids kind of the same age as ours. And then we just added someone else.
Oh, yeah. Jesse Bradford.
Oh, yeah. Jesse Bradford, who I've not seen Jesse Bradford since the 90s,
yeah.
I think. But him and his wife, amazing people. And again, their kid
is so cute.
Is going to be the older kid. She's a year. I mean, 2 years.
Almost 2 years.
So she's going to be the good influence. By the way, I've now realized Alexander, you know how you don't want your kids to hang out with certain kids and you're going to be like, you're not hanging out with that kid.
No.
He is that kid.
And he's turning Violet that way.
I know.
She has a new habit now because of him where she goes into planters in our house. We have some big trees in our house and she'll scoop up the dirt in her hand and just throw it on
the
floor.
She was the perfect kid until she started copying what he does.
Yeah.
So he's that kid. I was talking to Pandora about that and Teddy's just the sweetest little innocent thing.
Not for long.
He started doing some of the things that, you know, Alexander was doing. I'm like, I'm that parent of that kid.
Yes.
No. Oh, he's so ornery.
Oh, I love it.
But in the best way.
Oh, what a little.
Scraped his whole face the other day.
He did.
Just fell right off the thing, right into a cement bench.
Bench.
Yeah.
Scraped his nose.
Oh, little baby.
He's an angel.
Good times, good times. Whoa, we need to get to this interview. What are we doing talking about our
babies? Who cares about them?
We should start our own little baby podcast.
Yeah, it's called Scram Kids.
Scram Kids. All right. Let's get to, well, maybe take a little break right now. When we come back, we're going to have Mr. Johnny Gill. Ooh. Super excited.
Hey, L.A., Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. From epic shopping to nonstop pride events, DiscoverLA.com is your gateway to everything L.A. From walk-up windows and rooftop bars to year-round alfresco dining, Los Angeles is a culinary thrill ride sure to leave visitors hungry for more. From tacos to sushi, we truly have some of the best restaurants. After you get a bite to eat, get a taste for fame firsthand by attending a star ceremony on Hollywood Boulevard or a glimpse behind the scenes at World Famous Studio Tour. Stop and see a movie at the iconic El Capitan Theater and check out the stairs outside the Dolby Theater where all the stars walk before the Oscars. Take a hike at glamorous Griffith or stop for a boba or a draft cold brew at an outdoor cafe perfect for people watching. There are endless amounts of outdoor activities in L.A. with our beautiful weather. And, of course, Pride is celebrated every day in Los Angeles. Everyone is welcome to experience our sparkling nightlife, indulgent spas, and sensational shopping. Plan your weekend at DiscoverLA.com. It's time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, signing off.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
All right, please welcome to the show Johnny Gill Jr., singer, actor from Washington, D.C., sixth and final member of the R&B pop group New Edition, was also a member of the supergroup LSG. Key Sweat, hello. Gill has released 8 solo albums, 3 albums with New Edition, 2 albums with LSG, 1 collaborative album with Stacey Ledesol. Gill sold over 15 million copies worldwide as a solo artist. Johnny Gill, welcome to Frosted Tips, my man.
Thank you. I'm an old lion now. And I started listening to all this stuff. I'm like, ooh, that was
wind. You have lived. You have lived. And I see you are sweating your butt off right now because you're in the middle of rehearsals for the Legacy Tour coming out. When can we see you on that tour?
We start March and we take off. So 31 cities. We're all over the place. So I've been in here like trying to use the motor oil and everything to kind of screw, mm-hmm. you know, to get into these joints and stuff.
So yeah, yeah. How are those knees feeling? I feel, because I mean, you're in the same boat that I was. You started young. You get into new edition, what age, 19 or something like 19, that?
Yeah. What was crazy when the guy started, I had just started the same year, but I was from Washington, D.C. And it's just ironic. We ended up starting the same year. And then I came in a few years later after Bobby left. But yeah. it was interesting how, you know, what a coincidence that, you know, I started the same year. So we're all celebrating our 40th this year.
I know it's been 40 years, but we're going to get into that. So, okay, you're born in Washington, D.C. Take us back, Johnny. What was it like growing up in your town? I know you're a preacher's son. What was your life like as little Johnny?
Don't say that too loud, because, you know, people start cringing when you say a PK. They're like, oh, I'm the worst.
But were you that typical preacher's kid, though, getting in trouble?
I have my share. But you know what's crazy for me, honestly? Being in this business for 40 years, the foundation from my dad being a minister and coming from church, there was a lot of things that I saw, a lot of things that I could have gotten myself into that I never did, simply only because those seeds that were planted and from coming from that, from there. And I think that really, really grounded me over the years and being in this business. Not saying I didn't have my challenges like anyone else, but I just didn't. You know, I knew how far to go.
Yeah. I find a good common denominator with all of these guy groups out there is starting in church. I would say the majority, that's where they kind of learned how to sing, how to harmonize, get that soul in their voice. Did all the members of your groups start in church also?
No, just me. You know, the other guys were just little hood rats and stuff.
I love it.
So they're all from Boston, and they came from the projects, and it's crazy how our lives just really intertwined. But it was, man, truly. I often say it was just fate. I mean, how everything happened, because, like I said, I started and had a few records before I joined the group. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you were 16 years old when you started, same age as me. How did you get discovered? Because I know you did a demo, and I want to say Stacy Lattisall was involved. With discovering you. Tell us that story.
Stacy at the time was the hottest. You know, she was that girl that you know, at the time that everybody was, you know, it was her and I think and Janet maybe at the time.
Oh, Janet. How did you know Stacy?
Well, we grew up in the same, went to the same school, went to elementary and junior high, and we used to sing in a glee club in elementary, and that's how we actually met, singing in the glee club. And then her place was like the hangout spot. Like, we would go over there, like all the kids would go over after school. Like, her place was like Disneyland for us. Everybody would go. We would go go-kart ride. We'd go to the movies. They'd get the whole gang. We played volleyball. I mean, everything took place over her place. That was our meeting grounds.
Yeah. How were you able to finish school? Because at 16, you're obviously on the road. Did you have tutors, anything like that?
Yeah, so Stacy and I both had tutors. And after we left, we did a couple of years in Sousa Junior High, and then we got tutors. And I was like, man, where has this been all my life? Because I tell you, I don't know what it was about school, but I used to dread just getting up, trying to get there and stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just always had this thing about it, but it was, that was the best thing that ever happened when we got the tutors, and it was like, I can get up, eat whenever I want.
Uh-huh. It's so true. I still have nightmares to this day of having to get up and go to school like multiple times a week.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's another common denominator too. I think artists, they just don't care about school. It was a good place. I loved having friends, and it was a social thing, but school, I didn't enjoy it. And it was boring to me. It was just boring. Yeah. I needed more action.
Yep. I was the same way. And the weird thing about me growing up, I used to wear suits to school.
Oh, really? You were that fly. Yes.
I think I was dressing for success, just didn't know it.
Yeah. Well, you're dressed for success right now. I need that jacket that you're wearing.
Oh, thank you. I had to bring another top. I was like, I can't go in here looking with my sweatsuit on, drenched.
Oh, well, congratulations on your debut solo album, 40 years this year.
Yes.
Take us back to doing that first album, because, I mean, you're so young. Did you know even what you were doing in a studio at that point?
No, but, you know, I was like maybe 15 when we started recording, and I worked with a guy by the name of Freddie Perren, who wrote oh my god, tons of hits from ABC, I Want You Back, For the Jackson, Ooh, yeah. Reunited, the list goes on, the stuff that he did, you know. But I, as a kid growing up and having an opportunity to work with him, he taught me so much. And as I began to record and began to learn my way around the whole process, he was so patient with me, but, and yet at the same time, he was so encouraged. He was really, really supportive and watching me, because I played different instruments, and he really encouraged me about just playing and writing and doing those kind of things. So I knew I was on my way, and I was in great hands, at least when I first started working with him, yeah. You know, and the rest was just history. Mm.
And at that age, who did you respect? Who influenced you at such a young age? I mean, 15 years old, knowing I'm going to be a professional singer. I mean, who did that for you?
My dear friend and my dear brother to this day, Stevie Wonder. Mm-hmm. Stevie, Donny Hathaway, Peebo Bryson, Jeffrey Osborne, Luther Vandross. It was Teddy Pendergrass. It was all of that you know, the influence that... I from all of them guys that I truly cherish.
And I can imagine you've become pretty good friends with most of those guys that you have named. Yeah, what is it like for 15-year-old Johnny Gill to be like, oh my gosh, I'm actually friends with my idols right now?
You know, it's the craziest thing, and I've often said this, it's like, still to me, the weirdest thing, actually. It's like, you know, I've often said there's so many, you know, you in this business, we've, you know, gotten so many accolades and over our years of being in the business, but my greatest rewards are my friends, the people like Stevie. It's like, you know, sometimes we're on the phone and we're talking, most people, it's not PG, the kind of stuff we talk about going at each other. We like to do dozens all the time. So it's so funny, sometimes we're going at it and everybody's laughing, and it never, I mean, that's what happens whenever we're together. So it's so funny, because sometimes we would call me and we talk and we're laughing and at some point saying something stupid and hang up. And then it hits me every now and then, and I'm going, Jesus Christ, damn.
I mean, what is my life? What is my life? Yeah.
Like, what did I do to deserve this? Uh-huh.
Out of all those guys, who's the quickest to return a text?
Out of all those guys, it was pretty quick. Wow, that's good. I would say Lou when he was alive, Luther. Yeah. But I would say, I'd say Jeffrey.
Yeah.
That's Jeffrey. Good. Oh, but you mean out of the group? Amongst my group? Oh, I would say, Ralph. No. Ralph and I talk the most. Mike. I'd say Mike. He's going to join it. You hear that at some point. Boom, boom, boom.
Let's go to 1987. I always say the best year ever. I was only 8 years old, but for some reason, the music, the movies, everything that came out in 87 just stuck with me. It really changed my life. Michael here was born in 87, so it like makes me want to throw up. But that's
you don't know what you missed.
No, it was great.
I know. I get told this all the time.
Yeah. So 87, you join New Edition. Now, New Edition had been going strong. And then how did you get the call? Because I know Bobby was leaving, and I believe another member was leaving too, but ended up staying.
Was contemplating. He wasn't going to leave, actually. Uh-huh. He was just contemplating, he was going to do a solo album.
Right.
And I think the guys kind of was concerned with what was going to happen with them as far as if Ralph does a solo. They were kind of panicking that, maybe you won't return if he does a solo project and it's successful, blah, blah, blah. So that's how I ended up. I didn't know that at the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When they had asked me about coming to join a group, Ralph didn't even know about it because they were on hiatus. But it was like they knew that when they asked me about joining the group, they was just talking, telling me about wanting to go back to a five member because the choreography looks more effective, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So I'm just thinking, oh, okay, all right. And I was like, I got to think about this and ponder with it. But it's like, it was just one of those things where we went to Minneapolis, we was working with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. We went into the boardroom, and man, all hell broke loose. Because Ralph didn't know that there was another member and didn't vote it. And it was like, man, it was, that, I tell you, that was like, that was really a scene out of a movie.
Oh my God, but, that has to be such an awkward moment for you. Because you, I mean, you came in as like the oldest member already. So, I mean, and then you were going to be a lead singer. I could imagine that would like step on a few toes there.
I didn't know what my role was, but Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis looked at me in the meeting and said, yo, he said, okay, so y'all got a new member? He said to me, looked at me and he said, well, you know, you probably won't be doing any leads on this album. I said, okay. My thought process was, whatever you guys need me to do here, well, I'm here to be a team player. And it didn't matter whether I, you know, was going to sing lead or not. I didn't, because when I joined the group, I still had, a commitment to the label as a solo artist. So I was never concerned to worry about, well, how am I going to get out there and people going to hear me? It just never fazed me.
Did you have any reservations on joining a group? I mean, you had a successful solo career. Did you have any reservations going to a group that's already been killing it?
When we first started talking about it, it was kind of, I was sitting there thinking, what? I don't know. But I talked to a few close friends and everyone kept saying, listen, man. And even Gerald Busby, he said, you know, this group, the guys are very popular group, and that, you know, with my kind of gift and talent, that he felt like this will be a great springboard for that younger audience, because I had such a mature voice for a young kid, that this would help to really get and lock in that audience. And God bless his soul, rest his soul. He was absolutely right.
Yeah. I have to show you this video. So last night, as we were preparing for this interview today, we have a 16-month-old son and daughter. I was playing a little New Edition last night, and I think he got bit by the R&B bug because he was jamming out. So
he's a big fan.
The youngest fan now. So I can't wait to come see you on tour.
I gotta bring him.
Now, you guys, you were in the height of New Jack Swing. And I think especially a lot of listeners here and the younger generation might not know what New Jack Swing is. Can you explain exactly what type of music that is?
Wow, New Jack Swing just had its own sound and identity. It was really more of a, like, I don't know, what would you say? Like more of like a, had a little bit edge of hip hop, so to speak, but yet R&B mixed. And it was just, it had its own identity, man, that stood out from the rest. And Teddy, God, you know, bless him, he was at the forefront of it all, you know?
Yeah. Teddy Riley. Like the godfather of your dad's screen. Yeah.
Hey, L.A., Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels.
From epic shopping to nonstop pride events, DiscoverLA.com is your gateway to everything L.A. From walk-up windows and rooftop bars to year-round alfresco dining, Los Angeles is a culinary thrill ride sure to leave visitors hungry for more. From tacos to sushi, we truly have some of the best restaurants. After you get a bite to eat, get a taste for fame firsthand by attending a star ceremony on Hollywood Boulevard or a glimpse behind the scenes at World Famous Studio Tour. Stop and see a movie at the iconic El Capitan Theater and check out the stairs outside the Dolby Theater where all the stars walk before the Oscars. Take a hike at glamorous Griffith or stop for a boba or a draft cold brew at an outdoor cafe perfect for people watching. There are endless amounts of outdoor activities in L.A. with our beautiful weather. And, of course, Pride is celebrated every day in Los Angeles. Everyone is welcome to experience our sparkling nightlife, indulgent spas, and sensational shopping. Plan your weekend at DiscoverLA.com. It's time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, signing off.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position.
warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
I guess more about New Edition. Were you fans of New Edition before you had joined?
Yeah. You know, the crazy thing is, like I said, ironically, we started the same year, but yeah, we would cross paths doing shows. We did several shows, you know, and that's how we actually kind of got acquainted, and we talked and said hi and hung out a little bit here and there, and that was it. So, you know, but I was, yeah, definitely a fan.
Yeah. And also, when you did finally make that shift to New Edition, like, how different was it in terms of like your fans and performing and going out there?
Did the fans overlap at all with your solo and group career?
No, it was really because they were so huge. And I was still just going out. I listened, my first couple of records, Shield Platinum and Came Back Wood. And there's a project right out the, I mean, they just came out and shoot straight to the top.
Yeah.
That's what's great about these groups. You know, it's, the fandom goes crazy for guy groups like that. And, you know, now the term boy band has really, you know, expanded and I think includes groups like yourself. Do you get offended when someone will call you a boy band or, I mean, and y'all get the credit. I mean, New Edition does get the credit of being the blueprint of the modern boy band today.
No,
so what do you think of that?
Not at all. I think that it's a blessing to be first and foremost for someone to be able to identify you and the work that we do and the work that we find. But, you know, nobody works hard and want their work to go unnoticed. So the impact that we've made that's been written in stone can't be erased. And when people can, you know, that they have a great appreciation for what we've done, and it's a blessing. And we don't take it for granted. We just don't take it for granted.
Yeah. Well, your influence is very impactful, especially for, you know, musicians of my age. You know, your group, your voice is what taught us R&B and how to sing and to harmonize. You know, I mean, and there would be no NSYNC without New Edition. I mean, it just wouldn't.
Huge NSYNC fans and of all you guys. So it's like, you know, that's the beauty of watching something that blossoms, that grows, and how it's just offsprings, and you begin to see the impact that you've made on others. That's the most, I don't think there's nothing more rewarding than watching the impact that you had or have had on others, that to see them just offspring from those things. It makes us proud.
Yeah. Well, we thank you very much. what I love about your era of groups too, which I don't think happened today. I could not see this happening with the NSYNC, Backstreet, One Directioners, but with LSG, Bell Biv DeVoe, y'all kept, you know, switching groups and making groups. Yeah. And everything just evolved. I mean, that would be so great if we were able to do that today.
Yeah.
Was that something, I mean, how did that all happen? How could you join other groups without pissing off other guys? And I mean, how did that all work?
Well, the thing for me, when I joined the group, everyone knew that I still had, once we finished the Heartbreak album, that I had, you know, had to go back and start working on the solo album. So that was never a secret to anyone. Everyone understood that, you know, when that happened, when I joined the group. So they decided while I was working on my solo album, Jimmy Dam came up with this concept for Bell Biv DeVoe, and then said, okay, and they came up with this concept for Ralph, you know. So it was kind of like everybody just knew we was going to take that break, everybody's going to do some stuff, and that we would return back as a group. But, you know, so I think it helped really in a lot of ways that gave this group legs, and I think even longevity by doing that. And I think the only problem sometimes with groups these days doing it, everyone, when they're trying to go solo, they're not trying to come back.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It is true.
Yeah, you know about that.
Yeah, I know a little bit about that. yeah, but it's true. And, you know, these days, especially bands that are manufactured by, you know, television shows and, you know, record labels, they do choose lead singers, like everyone's lead singers. And so, yeah a lot of them go off and like, I'm not going to go back to this band.
Yeah. Your money's in. This is easier. I get more over here.
Yeah, but yeah.
It was never about that for us. Just about the money too. It was about the whole brotherhood thing, and that's the other thing that sometimes you can't manufacture, and you can't, you know, nobody can control. These guys, remember, they all grew up together, and as kids, you know, so there's a bond there. And then for me to come along, you know, it was just like, and I'm the oldest, so. For me to come along and join and become, I mean, the craziest thing with Ralph and myself, even when it first happened, where he wasn't really feeling that, we ultimately, while we were there recording, started to hang out, me and him, and we became the closest. It was the craziest thing. We realized we just had so much in common, and me and him would just hang out when we finished a recording and talking and going to eat and stuff. And then it was just like, things just kind of just meshed, just came together.
Yeah. Speaking of the money part, you know, most of us more modern boy bands got really screwed with our record deals, our management. Did you have to go through that at all earlier in your career, having to?
Yeah. Absolutely. I don't think nobody in that business at that era, at that time, didn't get screwed over. It was just a part of the way the business was. And you had to understand that it's still, even through all of that, when you look back and think about what we went through and what we had to sacrifice when it comes down to the money, the fact that what you guys have done, what we've done, the world has seen it, and it's been written in stone, and it can never be erased, regardless of what it took to go to get there. But it was a big price we paid. But still, I wouldn't trade it for nothing in the world. The fact that we made great music, the fact that we impacted so many people's lives, it wasn't their fault that the business was what it was. We had to just live with that and understand that that's just what it was. But ultimately, being able to be in front of people, singing, dancing, doing what you enjoy doing the most, what God put us here and anointed each and every one of us as far as our gift. You know, what more can you say besides that that's what it was? It was. We learned from it. We grew from it and became much better from it. So. Still,
it's a good lesson to learn at an early age. That's what I always say.
Yeah, absolutely. The key word, yep, was early age.
Now, you have collaborated with many legendary artists, like you said, Stevie Wonder, a Babyface. But I want to talk about a little Whitney Houston. What was it like to collab with Whitney? Because, of course, you know, that was what I grew up on in the 80s. It's just Whitney, Michael, Janet. But as huge Whitney fans, can you give us a little insight of what it's like to work with her?
Man, just her whole aura energy was so like full of life. And she just, I'm telling you, when she just comes in the room, it's just like she just comes in with this energy to just have you. So it's so funny because when we started working, she would call me and she says, you know what you got to do, right? And I'm like, no, what? you know, you got to get this a gospel album together. And I said, she goes, you know better because you grew up in church. I said, yeah. And she kept telling me, she said, I'll help you. But, and so at times when we would all get together and we all hang out, she'll go, I'm not talking to you. And I'm like, why? What? She goes, you know what you got to do. I said, we're going to do it. I said, I'm going to get around to it. Oh, we never good. Did. And no. Oh my goodness. I think about that a lot. Yeah.
We love her gospel stuff. I mean, we're listening to Whitney Houston Channel right now, and it's just all these amazing, just B-side, you know, and live performances. And it's just, and when she takes you to church, it is nice.
Oh, yes.
She was just absolutely, there's no one like her ever, and there will ever be no one like.
And you never got around to the gospel album.
Never got around to it. And I kept saying to myself that I was going to do it and dedicate it to her because she stayed on me every time she would see me.
Well, let's get on this, Johnny.
Yeah,
I need to hear this gospel album.
I will. I definitely will.
All right. So here's a frosted tip I need from you. To this day, you're still working with New Edition, your solo music, your own record label. What keeps you motivated to continue working in this crazy business?
The love for it, the love of it, the compassion for it. You know, it is truly a blessing, and especially when you meet people who want to be in this business so bad and realize how tough this business is. And when you look back and think about what we were able to accomplish in this business, I don't take it for granted, and I go, wow. You know, have you ever seen, someone once told me that just for one hit record, there's the odds of just having one hit record. So imagine when you can have a string of records, hit records, and do this for a living. This is the only thing I've ever done all my life for a living is music and singing. Yeah. So I don't know any other thing. And it's just part of my life, and I still have a passion for it.
Yeah. Well, being on the road in this business, you know, you're a man of faith. How do you stay on track and keep that faith? And when you could easily stray away, you know, being on the road.
Well, the reality of it for me is sometimes life is not always what we want it to be. And understanding that with faith doesn't make things easier. It just makes things possible. And so go through the same things that everybody else go through, challenges. And you realize that through those challenges, with my faith, that I believe and know that it's possible to get through these things. And that's what I hold on to the most. Being able to do this, knowing God put us here to do this. This is all I've ever done, all we've ever done. And it tells you quite clearly that this is our calling. So it's like you just can't take it for granted, because as long as we're here, even 40 years, even if it's 50, even if it's 60, you know, tomorrow's not promised. So it's like, yo, every time we step out, I know I put a mic in my hand. I don't care where I'm at. If it's in front of 3 people or 3,000 people or 10,000 people, I always know, and it's go hard or go home.
Where do you live now? Are you in Atlanta?
Los Angeles. We're rehearsing, but Los Angeles. And the craziest thing, when I was 15, when I first started recording in California, and I'm from D.C., my first thought was, I'm moving here. Like, I loved California so much. And when I turned 18, I ended up in Los Angeles, and I never looked back.
It's a great town, great state. You know, we get a lot of crap, you know, for being California. But it is. It's an amazing place to live.
It really is.
I'm glad that we get a lot of crap, because I don't want you moving here.
We got too many people anyway.
It's like us living in the Valley. Everyone in LA makes fun of the Valley. I'm like, oh yeah, it's horrible.
It's horrible.
Don't come over here.
Don't visit.
You do not want to.
What like, a nightmare.
Yeah, no, it's very expensive.
It's horrible.
Never mind.
Yeah. You can't park anywhere. No, it's horrible. Don't come over here.
Hey LA, Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. From epic shopping to nonstop pride events, discoverla.com is your gateway to everything LA. From walk-up windows and rooftop bars to year-round alfresco dining, Los Angeles is a culinary thrill ride sure to leave visitors hungry for more. From tacos to sushi, we truly have some of the best restaurants.
After you get a bite to eat, get a taste for fame firsthand by attending a star ceremony on Hollywood Boulevard or glimpse behind the scenes at World Famous Studio Tour. Stop and see a movie at the iconic El Capitan Theater and check out the stairs outside the Dolby Theater where all the stars walk before the Oscars. Take a hike at glamorous Griffith or stop for a boba or a draft cold brew at an outdoor cafe perfect for people watching. There are endless amounts of outdoor activities in L.A. with our beautiful weather. And, of course, Pride is celebrated every day in Los Angeles. Everyone is welcome to experience our sparkling nightlife, indulgent spas, and sensational shopping. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, signing off.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
All right, we have some fan questions for you. So let's get to these. But first, I'm going to play an interview question from Youthquake 1991 interview. All right, so get back to your brain in 1991.
Oh, wow.
All right, so the question is going to be, if you weren't a singer, what would you be doing instead?
When I was a kid, I wanted to be two things, an electrical engineer, and at one point, I thought I was going to be a boxer.
Oh, a boxer.
I loved it, and I was at it until I one day got hit, and it didn't feel good.
I know. I always think about that. I'm like, the first time I get punched in the face, I'd be like, I don't know if I could do this anymore.
Not for me. Not for me.
But yeah, I love fixing things. And at one point, I thought I was going to be an electrical engineer.
Okay, let's see if you said that in 1991.
If you weren't doing this, like if, let's say singing didn't pay very well. Let's just imagine, if you can, for a moment, that you like got that first paycheck and it was really bad. Yeah, no, I can't do this anymore.
I wanted to be an electrical engineer. That's what I was heading for before this happened. And I'm still going to go back to school for that.
Really?
Yeah. And that was something that I've always been interested in. And I think that that's probably what I would have been into by now.
It matches.
Whoa. Hell, I am going back. Mm-mm, I like my gig.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, have I you have gone back?
Two things from that interview. One, yes, I don't think you did go to school for that engineering degree. And I love that she was like, you know, your first paycheck, if it wasn't that great, what would you be doing? And I'm sure that first paycheck was not that great.
No.
Yeah.
By the time I finished with buying a gold nugget ring, the gold nugget watch, and the bracelet, it was over. It was done.
Yeah, that was the check.
Yep, exactly. All right, a few more fan questions here from G Pixie.
Oh, yes.
What has been your favorite decade of music?
Oh, my God. I have to say the 90s.
Yeah.
I have to say the 90s. It was the 90s to me was just, I don't know, it was unbelievable to me. I just thought the 90s when you had so many great records. And I love the 80s too. The 80s was cool, but the 90s to me sticks out the most. Yeah.
Well, there was so much going on in the 90s.
It's true.
The Seattle grunge to hip hop exploding, R&B, the biggest thing ever, into Spice Girls and Hanson. Like, it just,
and country, everything.
You remember Hanson?
It's true. I mean, the 90s had so many different genres of music, like in the forefront, too. You know, it was all over the place.
I mean, it was hard to stand out because there was so much. And even the
Wham in that era, too. I think Wham might have been in the.
Yeah, Wham was definitely, you know, late 80s, like early 90s.
For sure.
But even, you know, MC Hammer, right? Sure. I mean,
yeah. Hammer. Oh my
starting
God.
With MC Hammer and ending with Jay-Z. Like, just how that, just that one decade transformed hip hop just right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's crazy. All right, what you got?
Some other questions is
from.
Well, I'm going to do one from underscore Booze Mommy.
Oh, Booze Mommy.
That's right. Question. I was going to ask you this question earlier. You had the new edition, the mini series you guys did with BET. And so Booze Mommy wanted to know, how accurate was the new edition mini series, and were you happy with your portrayal?
Very accurate. I thought, oh my God. You know, of course, we had to condense everything to try to, you know, within that few hours. But I mean, the stories themselves were actually true. James did an incredible job. I met with Luke twice because my mom wasn't doing well. And I was, while they was doing the film in the movie, but I told him, you have a question, blah, 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 call me. And we met twice. And one time he asked me about something, he called me. But he did, when I watched that movie and watched how he embodied me, that was scary. I was just like, oh, shucks. Wow.
Yeah. No, that's great. Because with so many of these, you know, movies of groups and artists, you hear, like, that was not true. Like, that, it was all BS. That never happened that way.
Well, they tell you that.
Well, they tell you that. They probably are just like, no, that was very accurate. And I don't want anyone to know that.
Hands on through the whole process of the movie. Making sure the stories were being told, the group ourselves, we were hands-on involved in every step of it. So
that's great.
So yeah,
you got to get that final edit for sure. Like, I would never do a show unless I had final edit. No way. All right, from Life with Milo. Oh, this is a good tip here. What is the best advice you would give to someone young dealing with all the stress and pressures of the business?
Oh my goodness, man, because times has changed and it's so tough because, you know, coming up in my era, getting a record contract back in the day was huge. Mm-hmm. If you could get a record deal.
Yeah. Well, and you were actually supported by the record label. Now it's just, I feel like record companies now are just a PR firm at this point, and they don't like to develop the artist. They just want you to, hi, here's the full album already done. Just will you release it for us? That's how I feel it is like now.
Yeah. So times has changed. And for them, I think, and for young people who are in this business, I still, the one thing that could never change in the business is the key word I just said, business. Learn the business.
Yeah.
That could be the end all tell all as far as how far you go in the business and how you can recover if you've made some mistakes and has fallen along the way. It is important to not just want to sing, dance, and hold a mic in your hand or make beats, but to also understand the numbers, understand those things and what you're walking yourself into, having lawyers, never walking into situations and taking them for granted, because, you know, you could sign something that could put you in a situation for years to come.
Mm-hmm. Guilty.
Guilty.
It happens to a lot of people, and it's common. It is
so many people.
Yeah.
And, you know, people will still do that. Even with all the warnings we've all given anyone, right, for decades in this industry, that young person is still going to sign that contract. Well, what else are they going to do?
Exactly. I mean, you're coming into a business. You don't have any power. You don't have fame at that point. And it's like this or nothing. You're going to you're gonna sign it anyway. But yeah, it's a shame that can even just happen legally.
You're so hungry to be out there and to be, you know, to be able to showcase your talent. A lot of people do it even knowing what they're walking into, even if you try to explain it. So it's just one of those things that you just have to really be in a place where you just got to think about what it is you're doing, figure it out. Even if you're going to let them beat you over, how long are you going to let them beat me? No, you can't.
All about renegotiation.
Here's another question from New York born California dreaming.
I want to know this one.
Yeah, this is the big one. We've heard a few people ask this one to us. Is a new edition Vegas residency ever going to happen?
That's absolutely. We were close to doing it this year, but we had to make a decision between this year as being our 40th, and that's a milestone. So we were like, you know what? Let's celebrate this 40th, go out here with our fans and celebrate our 40th. Then we'll come back, circle back around and get that locked in later on in next year and, you know, keep it rocking. So
how's the choreo coming?
Oh Lord, Jesus Christ. Do you really want to know?
Yes.
They really should have the paramedic standing all year. It was tough. No, but you know what's crazy? The first week is really, really the toughest.
Yeah.
Second week, it's tough, but you go, okay, I'm starting to work my way through it. Third week, it's like, okay, it's starting to really wear off me now where I can kind of get through the process. But that first week, I don't wish that on my worst enemy.
Last
time we performed, we did Coachella a few years ago, and I know I hadn't danced in forever, especially like within sync, and we were just doing Tearing Up My Heart, which is like the simplest choreography from 1996. Oh my gosh, my knees were killing me. I mean, it's a thing, like, protect your knees. Any young people listening right now, yes. We did not take this advice, because I remember a lot of people were like, oh, don't do that. Don't do that move, because you're going to be feeling it in 20 years. And I do. My knees hurt.
You know I can relate. I can totally relate. But I did learn a trick, though, this time.
Yeah.
The first time. I started working out the first day we got here. Well, not the first day, the fifth day we got here. Started working out. And the only thing I do is walk. I walk on the treadmill for 45 minutes or so.
Yeah, that's all we can do these days.
I'm actually, believe it or not, I'm 17 pounds lighter than I was 3 weeks ago.
Wow. Good Lord.
So it's crazy because, of course, the intermittent eat fast.
Yeah.
I've been doing it all. Like everything, what's the fast, the other treats. So it's crazy, but what I've learned every day after I do my walk and incline and stuff on the treadmill, I don't let a single day go without doing light leg presses. I don't do nothing heavy, but just every single day. And I noticed when it was hurting me the first week to bend down and go through some of those routines. Now I do them at ease.
Yeah.
Every single day I do the light leg presses, and it made a difference. And I was like, oh, this is the trick.
Stretch.
I know. Yeah. We say that every day. We're like, we're going to walk on the treadmill. That's what we do. We walk on the treadmill on an incline, and then it comes to like time to do it, and we're like, well, maybe tomorrow.
No.
A lot of tomorrows.
Bad. All you have to do is 20 minutes on a treadmill with an incline.
Walking. And all it takes is a phone to ring or something to happen.
Anything. Anyway. And can't do it anymore.
Nah. Well, I'll talk myself out of working out anytime. Yeah. I'm good. Well, speaking of tour, what is your favorite song to perform on the upcoming tour?
It's my favorite, but it's the toughest one for me because for some reason, you got to just, If It Isn't Love has this thing where it's that being in sync, it's no pun intended, but
you owe me a dime. Sorry, you owe Lou Pearlman a dime.
A beauty when you're watching it and we watch how when we're locked in and dialed in, but it's like you got to breathe. Like it's, you know, just the different turns and twists and stuff. You're going down, going back up. And I mean, it's like it's a bunch of little moving pieces in that choreography that makes you go, by the time you finish, as much as I love hearing the reaction, by the time I love also hearing getting to the very end of it.
Yeah.
<I'm> like,
It is amazing what the fans, the energy they give you on stage, yeah, will really just yeah. make you not feel the pain as much.
Yeah.
All right. Are we going to hear some new music from New Edition anytime soon?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been, producers been submitting songs right now. So we're just trying to figure out which one we're going to dive in on. And nice. Yeah, keep it rocking. I mean, you know, we've been able to do this for 40 years. And let me tell you, make no mistake about it, 40 years, it hasn't been no walk in the park. We have had some serious challenges. We have had with internal issues with us as brothers, and dealing with life, dealing with business, dealing with each other. And it was no walk in the park, but somehow, somewhere there was something that happened that allowed us to learn something which was more important. And I made the first phone call. And that was to understand that part of our biggest problems for us, our group, was about everyone wants to feel a sense of value and need to be heard. We had the biggest problem with, you know, how people talk over you and you, when somebody's saying something that you don't agree with, and you cut them off, and it's all this other stuff. And it was always all that kind of stuff. Mm. And so I made everyone do was become more conscious and aware that, listen, I don't care if they're saying the craziest thing there is on the planet, we still have to allow every individual to speak and be heard.
Yeah.
Then we can begin to start to figure out what's the next thing here, how we resolve these issues, or how we're going to go about it. But everyone got a chance, and we still do it to this day. Everyone's voice is heard. And then we sit down and figure out how we're going to, what's going to be the next move with doing it. But we've learned that more, everybody came on board and was more apt to work together when they just wanted to be heard. Their ideas. So it made a world of a difference for us.
Yeah, it's so true. Everyone just wants to be heard. And so many times we just forget to listen.
Yep.
So that is a very good tip right there.
Yeah. Well, especially with your crew.
Yeah, I know.
They've had many moments over the course of the past decade. Where they have gone together.
I can imagine. Because I've been in we didn't see it at all. Shoot, there was times we were in the back and you couldn't tell there was bites going on, food on the wall and stuff was going on. And we come out going,
yeah. Yeah, they just still haven't gone to the next steps yet.
Yeah.
They're still working on that part.
Yeah. All right, before we let you go, I'd love to get your opinions on what we should binge, hear, and watch right now. So what are you listening to right now that we all need to be listening to?
Oh my God, Ari Lennox, Jasmine Sullivan. I listen to so much. I like the old school stuff. That's why I go back to Stevie and Peabo Bryson and Jeffrey Osborne and those kind of people. But I listen to everything because I'm a musician. So a lot of things just intrigues me. So I go from one end of the spectrum to the other. Mm. But you know, I live and breathe music. So
yeah, one musician that I've just been reacquainted with is Al Green. I've been listening to his music lately. L-O-V-E may be one of my top five songs of all time.
Man, Al, certain things you can't teach singers. It's just when you got this gift anointing that is just unique that God gives every individual. And some stands out more than others. And Al has, and have always had this thing that when he opens his mouth, it's like, you just go, man, you're mesmerized. Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite movie?
Oh my God, there's so many. Believe it or not, I'd have to say, I love Life with Eddie and Martin and so many of our.
That's a good one.
It was like, whenever I just want to laugh, that's the movie I put on.
Yeah. And I don't know if you have time to binge TV, but are you binging anything right now we need to be watching?
My brother and my dear friend, Tyler Perry, he has a show called The Oval. You know what I do to him?
What's that?
When the season goes, when it goes off, He won't fall for it. I start asking. I'm like, yo, come on, man. I'm not gonna tell nobody. It's like, because he goes, he'll go to there's a place, and he just and he starts writing and get. I mean, he just writes all this stuff, and so I'll just call and keep going. Yo, so what's gonna happen with the president? Blah blah blah. And he's like, I'm going to do it, man. I'm not going to tell nobody.
And you've done a lot of acting, and I'm sure you've been in Tyler Perry productions. Why doesn't he throw you into Oval?
Well, I would love to. That's one of my favorite. I remember when he had the have and the have nots. That was another show where you just get like, just get engulfed, and I can't turn from it. And that's what's now happening with the Oval. I'm just like, yo, what the heck? And then I'll call him and go, what are you on? Like, how did you even think that? Like, are you serious?
Well, you sound very creative. Why don't you create your own series?
I would love to do that. Yeah. I actually would love that. Everyone says, I got issues. Everybody.
Well, that's the name of the series right there. I got issues.
I got issues. It's right there. Done.
See, it just writes itself.
But for me, I love to laugh. And I've been around, you know, my brother Eddie, who have been around since I was 16, 17 years of age. Mm-hmm. Most of my friends that are comedians and stuff. So it's just, it's almost a natural thing that I find humor in everything. And it's always nonstop of something I'm laughing at. And then I realized later that laughter is the best medicine on the planet.
Oh, yes.
You just have to laugh to keep from crying. But if there's something out of the day that I'm going to find, I'm going to laugh about, that I just find humor in. And it is the best medicine on the planet to me.
Yeah. Well, life itself is humorous. There's a lot of little jokes going on at all times. And you just have to laugh at it. Yeah, Johnny Gill, I loved having you on the show. Yeah. I loved getting to know you better. You know, like I said, if it weren't for you and your guys, I wouldn't be sitting here today. So I thank you for all the influence that you gave me and my brothers. You're a great influence, and I wish we could have been together 40 years. That would have been.
Oh my God, I tell you. But incredible. Let me tell you, we broke up for a long period of time.
Yeah.
Never say never.
I mean, that's it.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
We walked around doing that, and we was like, and something happened.
Yeah.
It's like something can, in life. And, you know, and that's why I said never say never. But more importantly, we're proud of what you guys have done, and you guys should be proud. And even at some point in life, you just got to realize that at some point, when you put things in perspective and understand that what you were able to accomplish that many others couldn't, to know that you shouldn't take it for granted, and learn at some point, the one word is called forgiveness, but people have to be in the right place and in the right space to do so. But ultimately, let go, let God, because when he put you guys together, when y'all created this whole thing as a group that has been successful, understand it wasn't through you guys, it's just through y'all and your talent and your gift. That was through his hands that he put it on. He put on you guys, and he can do anything but fail. And so all we do is continue to live, continue to appreciate what you guys have accomplished, but at the same time, understand some people got more growing to do, and it's okay. They're not going to get to the bus stop at the same time. We don't all get there at the same time. Yeah. But at some point, as you get older, you begin to realize and have a greater appreciation for the smaller things in life. You begin to look around, and those things that you start looking around and you start thinking, you ask yourself, what was I mad about? What was I tripping on? Yeah. What?
Does it really matter?
Yeah. No.
Really that serious? When you get older, it really does start. You start looking at the trees and the things that you never really paid much attention to, and you start having a greater appreciation for it. And the reason why we're here at this point, because we're the old battle axe in here around here. So we're the old lions.
Well, you are a wise man, Johnny Gill. How can everyone stay in touch with you out there?
Real Johnny Gill 22 on my Instagram, and that's where and Real Johnny Gill as well on my Twitter, the official Johnny Gill fan club page you can find me on. So, and I answer all you guys It's a lot of you guys, but I do. I sit when I have my time and space, start going down and answering. And then they want to ask more questions. I'm going, but I'm just responding. Jesus.
See, you got to take care of the fans. That's why we have the show right here. We wanted the fans to have direct access with all these legendary performers from these amazing groups. Super excited that you are here. And I hope to catch up again one day. And of course, the rest of your members have to come on the show too. So,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So, congratulations, man. And keep doing what you're doing. We're all proud of you.
You too, man. Well, I'm going to see you on this legacy tour. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Yes, please, man. You know, wherever you want to come, that's right. Done deal. You know that. We got you on lockdown.
Okay, right. We'll be there.
I'm going to hold you to that. I'm going to hold you to
that. I got you. Absolutely.
All right, man. Well, give the guys my love and enjoy the rest of your rehearsal. Get back to sweating.
No, I thank you for giving me this break. You don't know. Anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, he needs a thank you.
Yeah, anytime you need an excuse, be like, well, I got to talk to Lance now. I got to go.
Thank you so much.
All right, Johnny. All right, we'll see you later. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right.
All right, bye. I love Johnny Gale.
What a nice human.
I've always been such a fan, right, of him individually, of the group. Like I've said, we can't give New Edition more credit for being, you know, for us being who we were with NSYNC, Backstreet. That's just who we were influenced. We were the kids that grew up on that music.
Oh, yeah.
They're the ones who gave white kids soul, right? Like, just some final, like, just got that white kid has some soul.
Are you
not me.
You have soul?
Not me.
I was about to say.
Not me. No, I but, you know, JC Justin, yes. That's, they got that soul from listening to Johnny Gill and New Edition.
Yeah.
That's just what it is.
What a nice guy.
I know. And we're definitely going to go see that legacy tour.
I would love to see that.
That residency. Yes, of course they need a Vegas residency. Great. Oh, that was so good.
It was. It was sweet.
Just now I have a huge smile on my face.
I know.
And so inspired.
He's so positive.
He's so wise.
That's positive.
It's just nice. There was like things I just kind of sat back and I just really digested what he was saying. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Right. Well, I mean, there's nothing else we can say after that interview. Like, no one wants to listen to us anymore. So we're just going to leave it right there. Thank you so much for listening to Frosted Tips out there. Again, you can review, subscribe.
And rate.
And rate.
5 stars.
5 stars only.
Anything less, pretend you can't do it.
Mm-hmm. And we do love reading your reviews. In fact, we're going to start reading some of the reviews on this show.
Oh, can we?
Even the bad
ones. Yeah, and the bad ones.
Not that there's been any bad ones.
There hasn't been. But, no. So like, maybe start writing some bad reviews.
No, don't write bad reviews.
But then just wrote JK at the very end.
Well, give it 5 stars, then
give it a
write
star.
A bad review, and then put JK.
Yeah.
Just kidding. No, don't do
that. Emotional roller coaster. I love it.
No. All right, guys. We love you out there. Don't drink and drive. Be good to each other. Turkey Turchin.
It's been a pleasure.
It has
As
been.
Always.
It has been. All right. Oh, yeah. And we're going to end with our new sign-off.
What's our new sign-off?
Stay frosted.
Okay.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds fun.
I know. It can so many
And don't
meanings.
Forget, stay frosted. Hey, thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Frosted Tips with Lance.
And Michael Turgeon Art.
And at Lance Bass for all your pop culture needs.
And make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars, 6 if you can. See you next time.
Hey, LA, Lance Bass here with the latest in the City of Angels. Immerse yourself in our vibrant fashion scene where exclusive streetwear meets high-end boutiques. Stroll through styles defining our bold, wildly creative city, like the unique finds at Melrose Trading Post, a real LA gem. Explore star-studded experiences on Hollywood Boulevard, behind-the-scenes studio tours, and moments of awe under our legendary blue sky. Picture this. The iconic Griffith Observatory, inspiring directors worldwide. Plan your weekend at discoverla.com. It's the time to leave your mark in the City of Angels. Lance Bass, signing off.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.